AM 245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A crackdown on a college campus. University of Texas police arrest 34 people who took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. School officials say they will not allow the campus to be taken. In Los Angeles, meanwhile, police removed pro-Palestinian protesters from USC's Alumni Park, who reportedly did not have a permit. Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and former Trump attorney John Eastman appear to be among those who were charged by Arizona's attorney general for their alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. 11 others who are accused of acting as fake electors were also charged. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow on Donald Trump's claim of presidential immunity. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the U.S. and Japan that calls on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. This is ABC News. New nutritional guidelines for the millions of school children who get breakfast and lunch from the district.
The USDA originally wanted to reduce sodium levels in school meals by 30%, but the new guidelines require them to be cut by 15% in lunches and 10% in school breakfasts by the 2027-28 school year. Almost 30 million students in the U.S. get lunch each day. Nearly 15 million get breakfast. There's also a focus on added sugars. They cannot be more than 10% of the weekly calorie amounts by the fall of 2027.
ABC's Brian Clark. It's been more than a decade in the making. Reggie Bush has been reinstated as a 2005 Heisman Trophy winner. He gave up the coveted award in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that found he got benefits which weren't allowed during his time at USC. College athletes are now allowed some forms of compensation, so it's his again. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few $100 in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays. Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after our missed shots just, you know, killed us tonight.
Game 3 is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, you know, called the N-word. You know, I didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Temperatures in the upper 20s, close to the 30-degree mark. A light southeast wind. On Thursday, sunshine in lower 60s. Thursday night, looking quiet, mostly clear. Rain likely Friday. Right now, it's 37.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan, weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, and Brewers tickets. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy midweek. Happy Wednesday. We've got a lot to talk about today. I just finished listening to the Supreme Court arguments this morning. It was pretty fascinating. The basically, this is the case is called Moyle versus United States, M-O-Y-L-E. And basically what's going on is Idaho has this basically total abortion ban, a six-week abortion ban, with the only exception being for the life of the mother. There may be a rape or incest exception, but that's not what was being debated. It was basically, it's the life of the mother. And this federal law requires, the federal law that was passed back during the Reagan administration. I mean, actually, if you go back and look at the history of this, the reason Reagan passed this law that says that if you show up in a hospital emergency room, they must do whatever they can to help you, was because he was trying to stop the move toward Medicare for all. There was, you know, there was this growing movement in America for single-payer health care. I mean, keep in mind, this is long before Obamacare. This was in the 80s. And Reagan did not want all Americans have health insurance or health care. He thought that that should be something that's just available to wealthy people. And so in order to stop this, well, you know, you just want people to die, they passed this law, EMTALA, which basically says that if you present yourself at a hospital emergency room and you're in bad shape, they have to at least stabilize you. So now you've got these two laws in conflict with each other, because the Idaho law says, you know, say a woman shows up and she's got a problem with her pregnancy that could lead to her being, you know, paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of her life, or incapable of having children in the future if that fetus is not aborted right now. Under the current Idaho law, they would have to turn her away at the emergency room. But under federal law, if she presents at the emergency room, they'd have to take care of her and provide her with an abortion. So there's this debate, right? And it was really interesting. Thomas Alito, Kavanaugh seemed very much on the side of, you know, the Idaho law should stand and the federal law, in fact, should maybe even be struck down. Alito really got into this a lot. And also he points out that, you know, the law refers to unborn children, which is, you know, he's trying to justify his Dobbs decision where he kept referring to fetuses and zygotes as unborn children. Yeah. Anyhow, that's what happened, and, you know, we'll know in a few months. But if they rule in favor of Idaho, it's going to mean that abortion care in the United States is going to get, or pregnancy, rather, becoming pregnant in the United States, or at least in half the United States, in red state America, is going to be something potentially deadly for women. So just an FYI on that. The hearing is all over now, or I would have played part of it. It was a pretty shocking hour that I've been sitting here listening to this. Pretty astonishing. So, other things to talk about, how Trump lit up a fascination with fascism here in the United States. I want to get to that. Also, does a president need loyalty czars? And do you want the Republican Party to, quote, handle your presidential ballots this year? They have plans to do just that. And a crazy alert, Fox and Trump are arguing that Trump is falling asleep because, quote, they're draining his brain and his body. Has anybody suggested to Trump that instead of mean tweeting all night, he should just get some sleep? In the second hour of our program, the German newspaper I used to read when I lived in Germany, the Süddeutsche Zeitung, just did a takedown of American journalism. I've got to share that with you. It's just incredible. And Republicans are in chaos while the Democrats are overperforming. Another good sign for this fall's election. In the third hour of our program, the Supreme Court is hearing another abortion case. What could possibly go wrong? I kind of just laid that out for you. I'll come back around to it with a little more detail in the third hour. Also, is Tesla going the way of Pan Am? Or has Elon Musk simply sabotaged his customer base and is failing to lead his own company in any kind of meaningful way? We'll talk about that and what's going on with Tesla's stock and Tesla in general. But to start out, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled How Trump Lit Up a Fascination with Fascism. And basically, what I was doing with this article is looking at Benito Mussolini's, who was the founder of fascism in the modern world. He invented the word, or at least Giovanni Gentile, who worked for him, invented the word. And he takes credit for, or took credit for the, inventing the word. And, you know, ran the first officially fascist government, the Italian government, which went fascist in the early 1920s. You know, Hitler didn't get into the act until 1933. That was the same year that in Spain, the Spanish dictator Franco got into the act. And Tojo wasn't put in charge of Japan until 1941, although, you know, you could argue that the fascist roots of Japan go back before that. But in any case, this is, you know, Trump is, you know, like these good fascists. He's just following Mussolini's script, basically. And so in the article, what I do is I take a paragraph from Mussolini, a paragraph from Trump, a paragraph from Mussolini, a paragraph from Trump, a paragraph from Mussolini, a paragraph from Trump, to show that, you know, in just a whole bunch of different areas. For example, claiming that if your political enemies win, there must be fraud. This was Mussolini's, one of Mussolini's first tricks. And of course, you know, Trump is doing that too. You know, one of his most famous speeches, he points out the need for Italian racial purity. He said, and I quote, "It is social hygiene. It is prophylaxis on a national level. These individuals are being removed from circulation just as a doctor quarantines an infected person." Mussolini was a big fan of, you know, of basically weeding out the defective people from the gene pool, and, you know, was one of the first countries to be putting people to death for being born mentally retarded, for example. So, number one, social hygiene. And Trump saying the same thing. He was talking to an all-white audience in Minnesota. He said, "You have good genes, you know, right? You got good genes. A lot of it's about genes, isn't it? Don't you believe the racehorse theory? You think we're so different? You got good genes here in Minnesota." Right. It's all-white audience. And then he goes on to say, "Every family in Minnesota needs to know about Sleepy Joe Biden's extreme plan to flood your state with an influx of black refugees from Somalia, from other places all over the planet." Yeah, those S-hole countries. Another parallel, Mussolini tolerated no opposition within his fascist, National Fascist Party, or within the government itself. This is what he said in his Ascension Day speech. He said, "Opposition is not necessary for the functioning of a healthy political regime. Opposition is foolish, superfluous in a totalitarian regime like the fascist regime. Therefore, let no one hope that after this discourse, anti-fascist newspapers will be seen. No, nor that the resurrection of anti-fascist groups will be allowed. Never." And, you know, Trump has a similar pledge about his political opposition. He says if he gets reelected, he's going to go after the Democrats who he feels treated him unfairly. Who want to, quote, destroy America and destroy the American dream. He says, we pledge, and he loves, you know, Mussolini loved to use the word vermin, so does Trump. He said, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country. Right. Mussolini and Trump both share a passion for political violence. Mussolini said, I have advocated for violence nearly my entire life. He goes on, you know, from there. Here in America, you know, Trump says to the police, you know, don't be so nice to them. I mean, you know, it's just, he's, and you know, just comes right out and says it. ABC News found 54 cases, this was in 2020, found 54 cases where criminals invoked the name Trump in connection with violence, threats, or alleged assaults. I mean, you know, just violence. This is Trump's thing, telling cops don't be too nice, telling his crowd on January 6th we fight like hell or we're not going to have a country anymore, calling the Nazis who murdered Heather Heyer very fine people. Mussolini wanted a single-party state. So does Trump. It's pretty straightforward. Trump is pitching a similar vision with the neo-fascists over at Project 2025 and Project 47 pushing the same stuff. And finally, Mussolini didn't think women were good for anything more than having sex or producing babies. Mussolini said, for example, women have no will of their own. And women are amusing, sentimental, and born romantic. It is the contrary with men. The fair sex are confident, credulous little animals. Suffice it to them that a man says, I love you, and that's all it takes to make them happy. He goes on to say, the modern woman is liable to forget the primary duty she owes to civilization, and therefore I am not in favor of women dabbling in politics. And, you know, Donald Trump calling pretty much every woman in politics some kind of a name, unless she is just publicly sucking up to him, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kristi Noem, and Laura Trump. But, you know, he goes after Hillary Clinton, uses horrible misogynistic language, talks about blood in the context of Mika and Megyn Kelly, insults Carly Fiorina's appearance, says E. Jean Carroll isn't my type. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's putting women back in their place. This is the great Republican project now, apparently. And, well, I guess that's enough. You can read the whole thing over at HarbinReport.com. I think it's an interesting juxtaposition of history and contemporary moments. It's titled How Trump Lit Up a Fascination with Fascism. We'll be back 17 minutes past the hour with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Does the president need a loyalty czar? And a crazy alert, why is Trump falling asleep again? Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement?
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate, credit card rates and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they'll do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. Zapmydebt.com. All righty, a couple quick stories here, and then we'll pick up your calls and figure out what's on your mind today. The Trump brothers, Don Jr. and Eric, also known as Beavis and Butthead, the resemblances are actually pretty uncanny, you know? I mean, it's weird. Anyhow, Beavis and Butthead have become key players in the early planning for a second Trump transition team. Don Jr.'s goal, John Jr. is vetting people for loyalty. And this is a way that the Trump administration, but you know, they're not in power yet, hopefully never will be again. And it's not quite the Trump campaign, it's like the Trump plan for a future administration. The way that they're trying to differentiate themselves from the Heritage Foundation and all these other groups with the Project 2025 is they're saying, well, those are just recommendations. We're going to do the vetting here. Because, you know, of course, it's a crime family. It's a mob family. And the mob does not trust whoever the party sends them. And that was Trump's big mistake when he was president before, was believing what Republicans said. You know, in the mob, it's family or nothing, right? Jared and Ivanka, and now it'll be Don and Eric. And so anyhow, the bottom line, the big picture, this is from Axios. The brothers are stepping into their roles as their father is frustrated by other Republican groups, such as the Heritage Foundation, claiming that they're leading the charge on scrutinizing the backgrounds of possible employees. After Trump took control of the RNC, Eric's wife, Lara, became the co-chair. Don Jr. asked his father to let him take a more significant role in planning the transition team than he did in 2016. So, yeah, nothing like a little nepotism, right? Incredible. Meanwhile, over on Fox News, they're trying to come up with explanations, rationalizations, you know, whatever the word is, for why Donald Trump keeps falling asleep in court. And it seems like the best that they've come up with, and this seems to be Jesse Waters, I guess, you know, is that he's just too old and feeble to be in court. And that it is somehow cruel and unusual punishment to ask an obese 77-year-old to sit in court when he'd much rather be sitting, you know, on his golf cart driving around in the sun. I'm not making this up. This is from Jesse Waters. He said, and I quote, "They're draining his brain and his body. Now, I don't like to sit. They say sitting is the new smoking. You're going to take a man who's usually golfing or in action, and you're going to have him sit in a chair in freezing temperatures and let just people rip you, and you can't say anything 4 days a week, 8 hours a day? That takes a toll." Oh, yeah, it does. It's poor Donald. The Biden-Harris headquarters replies, "Fox host says Trump is too frail to sit in courtroom all day." Yeah, he's too frail. I get it. Earlier on the same day, the Fox show, The Five, Waters also said, "Trump needs exercise. He's usually golfing, and you're going to put a man who's almost 80 sitting in a room like this on his butt for all this time? It's not healthy. He needs sunlight. He needs activity. It's really cruel and unusual punishment." Right. Cruel and unusual punishment if a defendant in a criminal trial is not allowed to go out and play golf in the sunshine. Man, I'll tell you, there are a lot of people in federal prison right now who would love to hear that. All righty, what's on your mind? What do you think is going to happen with the Supreme Court, with the Trump trials, with the Trump tribulations, all these other things? You know, fascism, is it real? Is it coming?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Pick up your calls on what's on your mind on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A crackdown on a college campus. University of Texas police arrest 34 people who took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. School officials say they will not allow the campus to be taken. In Los Angeles, meanwhile, police removed pro-Palestinian protesters from USC's Alumni Park, who reportedly did not have a permit. Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and former Trump attorney John Eastman appear to be among those who were charged by Arizona's attorney general for their alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. 11 others who are accused of acting as fake electors were also charged. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow on Donald Trump's claim of presidential immunity. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the U.S. and Japan that calls on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The late Sam Kinison was known for outlandish behavior and pushing boundaries on stage and off. A new book about the show Married with Children reveals that Kinison actually auditioned for the part of Al Bundy. According to the book, during a season 4 guest starring role, Kinison mooned the entire cast and crew, then apologized by taking everyone out to dinner at an expensive LA restaurant. Later in the week, to make up for the fact that he was late to the set, he hired strippers to serve lunch. Kinison also apparently flashed a gun at one of the show's producers who showed up at Kinison's house, suspecting his girlfriend, who is also a friend of Kinison's, was there. In addition to Kinison's antics, the book also talks about how the series regulars were all hesitant to be cast on Fox TV's first show. The book is called Married with Children versus the World, the inside story of the shock-com that launched Fox and changed TV comedy forever. Don't worry, the book is a faster read than its title. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Temperatures in the upper 20s, close to the 30-degree mark. A light southeast wind. On Thursday, sunshine in lower 60s. Thursday night, looking quiet, mostly clear. Rain likely Friday. Right now, it's 37.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. The UW system made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say, now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On my next show, I welcome brewery owner and classically trained singer Kirk Bangstad and singer Brentley Brehm and host of Civic Media's Max Inc., Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hand me a river because you want to cry, moan, and complain that Donald Trump's being tortured. He's going through this unnecessary punishment, the suffering. You know, I served on the trial jury, and there's no way that man is freezing. If there was conditions of that sort, it would have been brought to the judge's attention, and most notably, the people sitting in the courtroom that in the audience will have said something. You got to be concerned for the court officers' comfort. You got to be concerned for the prosecutors. Yeah, you know, the defense attorneys, but most importantly, the jurors. And if there was any kind of discomfort, like I said, it would have been brought to the judge's attention and the media would have reported on it. And I'm sick and tired of these Republicans coming with some excuses just to get this guy off the hook. And there's no way of getting him off the hook. You know, you want to be playing golf or something? That you should have thought about that before you were committing all these doggone crimes and thinking that you're untouchable. No, you're in reality. For a guy that was once a reality TV host, that wants to escape reality, hey, you're getting reality wake-up call right there. Yeah. And don't tell me, Republicans, that he can't be put into behind bars for contempt. You know, he can, instead of going to Trump Tower, he can simply be going to the holding cell for the night and then be brought into court and not having to miss the day.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the judge could do is he could sentence Trump to jail and then stay his own sentence until after the trial. And that way, you know, Trump now has a real possibility of jail hanging over his head that he may not want to make even worse or speed up. The other thing I find amazing, Michael, is that this is the guy who tore thousands of babies from their mother's arms and then trafficked them to, sold them. Over 1,000 of them are still missing. Sold them to people here in the United States. And we have no idea who those people are or what they did with those children or what they're doing with those children or to those children. And
or
so
even worse.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so here you've got Trump, you know, a major child trafficker, and he had them sleeping on concrete floors in the winter with Mylar blankets, and he's complaining about it being cold. Screw him.
But even worse, Tom, that this is the same guy who's toying around with women's right to their own bodies and health care.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, hyping up violence on his end with his MAGA cult followers, and amongst the victims are those people, are those expectant mothers and unborn children. So for a guy who claims to be pro-life, he certainly is not pro-life, as well as he claims or to be calling law and order is the biggest adversary of law and order I have ever seen in my almost 57 years of living.
Yeah, no, Trump is only pro one thing in this world, and that's Trump.
Pro-Trump.
He's pro-Trump. That's it. Michael, thank you. Well said. Amen. Ricardo in Syracuse, New York. Hey, Ricardo, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how you doing? I got two things to say. I think Trump would never go to jail. They might give him a fine because they will not put him in jail, because it's not by now. He will be in jail by now.
Maybe.
Second of all. And then second, about the abortion, Hillary, and we're not talking about this, she said, and she told everybody about what he was going to do with the abortions and all of this, and a lot of women voted for him.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I'm going to sound mean, but I'm not very, I really don't feel really sorry for them.
Yeah.
Because now they're paying for it, but because they were warned. All of us, we were warned, because everything she said, he done.
Yeah, well, you know, and Trump himself warned us, and you're absolutely right. And yeah. And a majority of white women did vote for Donald Trump in both elections, 2016.
And that's why he got in power.
Yeah. And had it not been for the majority of white women voting for Donald Trump, we would have had President Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, it's just pretty straightforward. So, yeah, good point, Ricardo. Very good point. Thank you very much for calling and making it. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, yesterday I was listening, and I've been in this, we've talked before, I've been in the same neighborhood for over 30 years, and I have a pretty good education. And I've seen a couple of generations of kids go through here, and putting things in historical context is disappearing. I have friends who are teachers, and they're scared of what's happening with the youth. They just don't seem to care. Mm-hmm. I've got a young man across the street who enjoys history, so we talk it. We had a friend come over and visit him. And we started talking, and he said, this, his friend said, what do I care about something that happened 50 years ago? And I said to him, because it could affect something that happens 50 years from now.
Right.
See, they don't get it, you know. Yeah. It's really scary, yeah. You know. And
do you think that there's, it sounds like what you're describing is kind of a, and forgive me if I'm mispronouncing the word, but one of those words that you read but you don't hear very often. Is it nihilism?
Right.
You know, just basically this, nothing matters, blah, blah, blah. And I'm wondering to what extent that among young people that might be kind of a defense mechanism against the possibility that they will live to see the day when the world becomes uninhabitable because of climate change.
Yeah, their whole future is at stake, basically. Most of them aren't interested. I think statistics show less than 20% of 18 to 24-year-old registered voters vote on a consistent basis. That's scary. So 80% of them don't know what's going to happen.
Although
in the
that's
future.
A number that hasn't changed much in decades.
Right. But it's more critical now, I think, than it was decades ago.
I agree.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely need young people to be showing up and participating. I mean, you know, these are dire times. Tim, thank you. Thank you. Well said. I appreciate the call. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's up?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, a couple things. So my goes out to Jessica, who called in last week, you know, who was experiencing such tremendous loss from, precipitated apparently from living next to a Republican. Do you recall her?
Yeah, I do.
And losing so much. I have a question. First of all, to Jessica, if you're listening, I mean, you might consider putting up a GoFundMe just to help some in some way. But I have a consideration, wondering if there's any possibility of you creating some kind of format for your listeners to be, to have some kind of a way of connecting as a community, so that, like, for instance, you know, I don't know how, you know, I'm not tech savvy, but like, for instance, a way that we could reach out, say, you know, to Jessica and make a donation because of somebody that, you know, on the show that whatever that there, I don't know if there's, you know, I don't know if that's even logistically possible, but
there are two pretty lively communities surrounding this program and the work that I do. One is the commentary community on HartmanReport.com. You know, we'll get 30, 40, 50 messages a day on each one of my posts. The other, which is absolutely free, is on our YouTube stream. We have a live YouTube stream of this show all day, every day, and there's a couple of our moderators are in there. Nicholas, you know, who calls in from Mexico, was one of our moderators for a long time.
Sure, but that doesn't allow the people to connect with each other. So,
well,
I mean, it's just,
no, there's
I
a
mean,
live chat attached to it.
Oh, I see what
there
you're
is.
Saying.
There's
oh,
a live chat,
you.
And people
oh,
go in
it.
And they post their email addresses, and they post links and say, go
fantastic.
Check this out. And, yeah, and
well,
with the moderators, they keep out the spammers. I mean, the big problem with these live chats on YouTube is that the porn spammers and the financial spammers
you know, just come in and slam these sites. And we've, because we've got moderation, we're able to keep it fairly clean. So those are the two communities where, you know, you could connect with other people. I don't know if Jessica's either, you know, participating in either one of them, but she's been a regular caller for many, many years.
Right. So. Okay, listen, I want to say that I was listening on MSNBC, and I think it was either Glenn Kirshner, longtime prosecutor, or could have been Michael Popak. But anyway, what they said is that when a suspect in a crime has been apprehended and they're in the interrogation room and they've been interrogating them and they take a break and they leave and they're still monitoring them through the one-way glass, he said that 100% of the time, the people that end up being found irrefutably guilty fall asleep immediately.
Really?
And the ones that are innocent are like bouncing off the walls.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Sort of like Trump falling asleep in court, the old defense mechanism.
Exactly. Just like, okay, I know I'm here. I know I've done it. I'm like, I've been caught, and I'm just like,
busted.
I just want to tune out.
Yeah. Busted. I get it. Susha, that's right. Fascinating. I had no idea. I'll take your word for it.
Okay, I guess if we had more time, I wanted to bring up one other thing I've long had a consideration wanting to ask you about, which is the origin. Okay,
I'm sorry, but we're out of time. Susha, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls. Just stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Unfortunately, once that machine starts making its noise, there's nothing I can do to stop it. It's 45 minutes past the end. We'll be right back on the call.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator, Gaylord Nelson, created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Debt, it keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they'll do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of your debt. Visit zapmydebt.com, ZAPmydebt.com, zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions to find out how to get out of debt permanently. Zapmydebt.com. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dana in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Hey, Dana, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's Dana.
Oh, Dana, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. So I wanted to talk about the absolute fascism that took place in the Tennessee state legislature yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the information I got is from an Instagram account called The Girl Has No President, and she's doing a great job at covering this.
Mm.
First thing that happened was this Afton Bend, Democrat from, well, actually, it was Jason Zachary tried to introduce a bill called the Abortion Trafficking Bill, where they're trying to stop pregnant women from leaving the state.
Right.
So Afton, he said something to the effect of, it's not funny. Every time you presented this bill, you've been smug, and I don't appreciate it. Then the Republicans silenced her. Like, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for calling him smug.
All right.
And then the next thing
they claimed that was a breach of decorum, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yes, mm. they did. So, and then the next thing was the bill about arming teachers with guns.
Right.
The people in the chambers were going crazy. They were chanting. So Sexton had them all kicked out.
Right.
And then it was Justin Jones brought out his phone and was taking a video. So they silenced him.
Mm.
I mean, this is fascism to the nth degree. I am just shocked that this is happening in 2024. These guys are acting like a bunch of slave owners.
Yeah. Well, that's what they think they are. I mean, there's an arrogance that infects the GOP that's just, you know, extraordinary. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And you see it in particular in some of these red state legislatures, you know, in the way that they deal with Democrats.
Like you just said, you had just said a few minutes ago, instead of trying to come up with legislation that helps people, they're digging in and just being absolutely egregious.
Yeah, and they're doubling down on voter purges and, you know, other ways of holding on to power. Dana, thank you for the call. I appreciate the tip and the report from Tennessee. It's amazing. Thank you. Paul in Santa Fe. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to KTRC.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Man, you make my mornings. I just want to make a very quick minor point. Mm-hmm. And all this brouhaha over Trump falling asleep, I'm surprised it doesn't concern anyone that he's going to do the same thing and probably has in important national security meetings. Like, we should all be appalled that the guy can't even purport himself in a way that's, you know,
oh, that's a good
whatever.
I mean, anyway, when he was president, the national security meetings, they could not give him anything that was more than 3 pages of type because he wouldn't read it. You know, anything that did have type on it had to be in 20-point type, you know, great big letters, and everything
right,
had to have pictures.
His attention span, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it goes beyond that. I think it's his attention span and his literacy, his competence. Although he can read a teleprompter, that kind of argues that he's not, you know, totally profoundly dyslexic or something like that. But
well, I'd argue he probably has trouble reading books as well.
Yeah, that's my point. You know, other than the collected speeches of Adolf Hitler. Okay,
right.
Well, that's a good one.
Thank you,
Paul. Good point making. That Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, your ears burning
morning,
a minute ago.
Excuse me.
Your ears burning a minute ago. I mentioned you.
Oh, my ears are always burning. I'm saying.
Okay. So what's up?
two quick points, and I want to give everybody who is concerned about our country some real hope to hold on to here. Both recent things, as you're fully aware. But just to remind people, yesterday's primaries in Pennsylvania were both a tremendous upper for Biden and Democrats, as they were a tremendous bummer for Trump. The results were absolutely thunderous.
Yeah.
I mean, the GOP has been repudiated now almost at every turn, so we must take heart. I was, up until recently, not tremendously convinced that Biden was going to be able to win. I was fearful that Trump could pull off the Electoral College. But Pennsylvania is clearly once again in Democratic territory, and that's a lot to rejoice about, in my opinion.
I agree.
And the second thing was the aid package bill, which was 78 votes yay, 18 votes nay.
Right.
A huge FU to Marjorie Toilet Greene and her ilk.
Yep.
They are going down in flames.
And Ron Johnson and Rand Paul and a whole bunch of them. I mean,
yeah.
I tweeted a list of all the Republican senators who voted against aid for Ukraine this morning. These people are betraying their country.
Not only that, the country is waking up to that fact.
I think so.
I do think so. I think we have a lot to be optimistic about now.
Yeah, Mike Johnson's turnaround, I think, was huge.
Isn't that astonishing?
You know, and it wasn't just a pro forma. It was, I mean, you know, he's now saying the right things. And I think it's because he finally got, you know, the intelligence briefings that only the speaker gets, you know, and the president.
Well,
and he's taking this stuff seriously now.
Don't forget, he also did say he prayed on Ukraine and got the message to
yeah, right.
So
God
who knows what turned him, but something turned him, and thank God.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem.
Or whoever.
Amen. Nicholas, thank you for the call. Always nice talking to you. Thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of this break. I got to tell you about the German newspaper that I used to read and their thoughts on Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for them or against them? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM. W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Maybe.